Stop the show.
Yeah, just go ahead and start it. Everyone get quiet after I do my lame, cheesy intro. Just come on in.
Go on, man.
All right, welcome to RL10, and I'm with my awesome British co-host, Zionan. And I am here with Anthony from the old Beck and Wadge. Zionan, stop laughing. I don't even know why you're laughing, but stop. What?
Nah, Scott kept stalling and you went really fast.
Oh god, fun. I hate it when it does that. Do over, not even, no.
Okay,
not even.
Do it again.
I hate this. Freaking Skype.
Say 333.
Oh, shut up, Anthony. Alright, welcome to... Oh, you people suck!
Hey, we're
welcome
not
to Oral Tangent! I'm just gonna scream
and
over everyone
you.
Else. This is British My Voice, and I'm here with Zionan and Anthony from the old Beck and Wadge, and I'm screaming a little
is
bit slash
name?
Laughing
because
people
from the old
are giggling.
Beck and Wadge. That's
yeah,
your whole name. Or is it a title?
Anthony from Back and Wadge. Yes, that's his last name is Back and Wadge. That's an unfortunate last name, Anthony.
It was not given to me. It was given to me by you. It was not my preferred name. I blame you.
Everyone
yeah,
blame BMV. It's all her fault.
Everyone blame me. Woo.
Send her hate mail.
See, that's what we always ask for, but no one ever does.
No,
we you know what? You know what? One person did. I'm gonna check on Podomatic.
Oh,
what, hate mail? That was me.
No, it wasn't. Nice try.
No, we ask for nice mail. We don't get nice mail. We might get some hate mail.
We don't get nice mail or hate mail. We don't get mail. And you know why? Because you people listening, and I know you're there because I watch the downloads and we've had a lot.
No one is listening.
No,
people do listen.
That's all you know.
Anthony, we had 67 downloads this week and 125 last week.
We all know that's you. Just secretly there, pressing the refresh button.
No, there was...
Ooh, frick.
Yeah, I know. Skype's good for that. No,
and
we did...
Particularly
holy.
Does it only to Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thought it...
Just me. Ooh. That was...
What is?
What's that noise?
That is me playing my game.
What are you playing? You're playing Pokemon during the show, aren't you?
Of course not.
Oh my god!
Of course not.
You're freaking playing Pokemon during the tangent!
I'm gonna...
What do you mean to do? Go play Mario Kart?
Keep me there, then I'm gonna do it myself.
Oh my god! I can't believe you're playing Pokemon!
Hey, why not?
That,
I had to wait
wow.
3 damn weeks to get it.
Wow.
What?
Oh my god.
What?
Just because you had to wait 2 extra weeks for the game. You know what? If you start crying about how your video games came late, like once or twice is acceptable, especially when it's 2 weeks late.
Oh, no,
but I always wanted to bash
late.
Ian. All right, so yeah, you totally have the right to complain. I always wanted to bash Ian's face in. I could have been in a car accident and lost 2 limbs, and I would give the whole story, and he'd be like, "Yeah, well, WarioWare came 2 days late." I swear to God, I could be dying with cancer, and he'd be like, my
once.
Wii's coming late. Yeah.
And I'm not a gamer junkie, I don't get loads of games.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever seen the videos that Ian puts up on YouTube? I swear to God, I can't watch them anymore because I just start... laughing, because he's like, why are people talking about cops? And I'm like, maybe because, you know, your hair is like... ridiculously long, and you sit there in your chair, and they can see the room behind you, and they see shelves upon shelves upon shelves of video games. The walls in GameStop do not have as many video games on them as Ian's room does, and I am not exaggerating.
I have one.
It is ridiculous.
19 games, and that's it. And I don't.
Yeah, no, I do not have a problem with that at all. Like, you're fine. Just saying, I always wanted to beat Ian with something, like, big and heavy. Oh, yeah, that's really like. You know what? If you keep doing that, I'm going to put my cell phone ring right into the microphone. Where is my cell phone?
If you want to do cell phone rings, I can do that too.
Anthony, go get your cell phone. Are you still here? I sort of forgot
said,
you were
I'm
here.
I'm gonna go get my phone, and you're like, yeah, whatever. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. See,
shame
now you people see.
Shame on you. You're the bully of us.
See how we treat live guests. We have pre-recorded bits, because if you come in live, you're not getting a word in edgewise.
See,
this
is proof that it's not Skyjo who's the bully, it's BMV. It's all her. She's the bully.
Skyjo is being so mean to me, and I know she's gonna hear this, so I'm gonna say it. Sky, I'm actually really pissed at you. I am angry. I swear to God, you are pissing me off. If you tell me that my boyfriend is imaginary one more time, I'm going to come to wherever the heck you are and beat your face in with a Wiimote.
I swear you've made this
your
threat
boyfriend
before.
Is imaginary.
Okay, too many people talking at the same time. What?
I swear you've done this rant before.
Well, gee, that's because every time I'm with someone, she has to make fun of me.
And you have
I mean,
to
I guess,
let her get
I guess,
to you.
She's persistent. She's Asian. I don't know.
Racism. Ah, that shut you up.
She's a persistent Asian. I can't sound racist. Yay me. Yeah,
I know, but you're not the only
again.
One. I
bring
have.
Religion into it. Bring political views, but not bring words.
Huh?
Huh?
I think Anthony was just telling me off there. I missed it.
Well,
no, that happens frequently. See, Zai was saying that I should, like, take you out when you got on the show, Anthony. But I told him that when it comes to arguments, you always beat me.
It's true.
Thank you.
See, you heard her say it. I'm not the one that said, oh, I always win. She said it.
No, I'm serious.
Are you sure he
Anthony
hasn't got blackmail
wins.
On you? You're never this nice to someone.
Anthony rocks!
Okay, you've definitely got blackmail on it, haven't you?
I do actually, but that's
See?
Not why I win.
You do?
Yeah, I do. What? You have blackmail on everyone.
What?
Care to divulge for our internet audiences? But then it wouldn't really be blackmail then.
No, then I Anthony, shut up or I'm so deleting this. I will kick you off Skype faster than you can say Skype.
But you're not that the one weird. Recording it, I am.
Skype. It doesn't matter, I can still kick him out of the convo. I'm the one who invited him. God, I have to stop saying that. Alright, everyone
and
get their
I
cell
really
phones?
Don't
care. Yeah, I know, because you're watching Shaun of the Dead or something.
What ringtone do you want? I have multiple.
I had my phone, remember?
Anthony, you got your phone? What?
MacGyver's my ringtone for Skype.
That's just awesome.
It's beautiful.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can get my phone to record. That's ridiculously loud. If anyone calls me tonight, I'm going to have a seizure of fear.
Yeah, you can stop that.
I don't know. I have too many things on my phone.
Yeah, it's Lorraine. Who's next? I actually have like six more. Oh. Zai, you go.
I'm trying to find one.
Lame.
I have like 50 songs on here.
Oh shit, Germans.
Ah! Oh my god! Ah, oh, my brain. See, I told you I was gonna have a seizure of fear. I played this thing not 5 seconds ago. I pressed the same button and I've already forgotten how loud it is. Alright, hold on. I'm gonna have to sit on it so it's not so ridiculously loud to bring down the volume of my butt.
You're going to be, going to be
blow.
Sitting on your phone.
Ah, it vibrates. Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just had to like muffle the. Shut up! I had to like muffle the speaker for like 2 seconds so I could just bring the volume down. That's what I hate. It's like if you're at top volume in like a funeral or something.
You don't have your phone on in a funeral.
Thing and you want to turn down the volume. No choice but to go down step by step.
You don't
so
have
obnoxious.
Your phone on in the funeral in the first place.
Okay, yeah. Funeral was a really bad example. Let me change that. Church.
Same thing. You don't have your phone on.
Well, a funeral is not the same as church. And yes, in my case, you do have it on. Because I. Huh?
Most of the time.
Shut up. No.
That's one of my messages.
That's Andrew.
It wasn't. It was this Yoda thing. I got.
Anthony, did that not sound exactly like Andrew?
No, it sounded like Yoda.
See? That.
Message from the dark side, Darius.
What the crap do you know?
A lot more than you.
Most people know a lot more than you.
Oh! Dog, shush.
For a minute, I thought you
There's
were barking.
There's never, it's never. No, that's that.
Yeah, I kind of thought she was too.
Oh, come on! Oh, don't you even talk, Zynan. Every conversation I ever had with you when I first met you, hello?
Yeah. Meow?
What the? Zynan? Meow! Okay, stop meowing at me. I'm serious! You would always meow at me. It was the weirdest thing. It's adorable and it makes me want to hug you, but it's still weird.
That's disturbing.
So meh.
It's a sweet ringtone.
That's my ringtone, actually. It wasn't my phone, but that's my ringtone.
No, it's not. You have ring, Tina, come get some ham?
What?
What? Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I have, like, the actual, like, ring, as in, like,
that's
ring.
My one. I'm just missing that on my phone.
This is... That's just obnoxious.
It's a phone. It's a phone like it should be.
You're so boring sometimes, jeez. Oh, I've got a sweet one. Where'd it go?
Yeah, so this clip I got of Skyjay, which I should be playing today, but I can't.
I love that. I paid $5 for, like, 20 seconds of my favorite song. Not even. More like 6 seconds. That was so worth my allowance. Nah.
My phone, you just plug it into the computer and copy it over.
I spent a week's worth of money today on cheesecake and tea.
Oh, lucky you for getting cheesecake.
Yeah, I know. I've had cheesecake in forever.
I went
really spent any more money today. I've got $25 in my wallet, and I can...
I do? Cut out again.
Yeah, that's pretty much, like, part of the show. It's like, when's it gonna happen? I don't know. Tune in next week.
But Except I'll have a proper running commentary because it's recording on my side.
Well, yeah, you've got the proper thing, and mine's just...
Yeah, so this clip I've got off Skyjo. Let me read you the title. Skyjo makes fun of black people while pretending to be white, then evens everything out by cursing Koreans and Japanese.
Oh my god. Why does she have to be like
so
that?
So all Skyjo fans... Yeah, not gonna be lasting for long.
Wow, she pretty much just killed off her entire fan base with the exception of herself.
Play it. I'm English. I will play it at the right end of the show to go out with
yeah,
a bang. But
the,
I have to caution everyone. Skyjo's opinions have nothing to do with us.
I don't have to listen to that and because it's... Yeah, I swear, if anyone, like, says that they're gonna hunt me or Zionan or Anthony down because of what Skyjo said, we will personally take out Skyjo. Do not hold us responsible. The views and opinions of our members do not necessarily reflect or represent those of us.
I don't even know who we're freaking talking about, so...
Yeah, you wouldn't, but...
Professionally, Skyjo's own opinions are to herself, and in no way reflect the overall opinion of Oral Tangent.
Thank you,
Enough
that's
said.
Perfect. Enough said.
And I'll edit that bit out later.
A German shot me in the back.
Who?
A German.
Friggin' Germans. Oh, wait.
Racism again. What's this show coming to?
Look what Skyjo did to me. Nah, German people are cool.
You haven't even heard
the
clip.
Except for Ian.
Who is this person that you speak of and hate so much?
Ian's not a cool German person. Even though he's British.
You have yet to answer me. Who is this person that you speak of?
Skyjo? She's a crazy awesome animator on DeviantArt. And I met Zynan through her. I don't even know how old she is. She's a friend of both of ours, but she pisses me off amazingly well.
And she hardly ever talks to me, so it evens out.
She hardly ever talks to either of us, but when she does talk to me, it usually makes me angry.
I have spoken to her a lot lately.
So do I. Big deal.
Hmm?
I have spoken
I said,
to
so
her
do
a lot
I.
lately.
Big deal. God damn it. Go.
See, this reminds me of WAG in the sense that everyone who is doing the recording is playing a different video game. Actually, no, you guys used to play something together, and I would be the only one who wasn't playing or had any idea what was going on.
I stopped playing around 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm not referring to you. I'm referring to how Anthony's sitting there in the back. That's all. What?
I'm bored. I've got nothing to do.
No.
I thought you were watching Shaun of the Dead.
You cut out.
Yeah, that's in the other
good
room.
Good 20 seconds, came back, carried on the sentence, and sped up for a good second or so. And it just makes me laugh.
Don't make fun of me for it, because that's what Ian does.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of Skype. Let's all laugh at Skype. Ha.
You suck, Skype. Except that if we're mean to it, it'll hear us and it'll just cancel out the whole show. We'll be all totally screwed over.
Oh no, my recorder isn't from Skype, so my recorder's fine.
Alright, you know what? You don't need to be over there in, like, jolly old England with your tablet and your Mac and your tablet and be all like, ooh, I'm better than BMV.
You forgot
look
my second
my Pokemon
screen.
You just shot his head off.
Come on, if you're gonna insult me right. You forgot my second screen.
That was weird. Oh. Oh my goodness, an Ice Age baby mammoth has been unearthed. Thank you, Comcast. Blah. Give me Facebook, because I'm on the bandwagon. It has comfy seats.
You're on a bandwagon with comfy seats.
I guess.
No, she's not.
What would you know?
You're on a bandwagon with wooden seats, aren't you?
You're all bandwagons!
With wooden stools.
Oh. You did not just bring that to the table.
I think he did.
What did I bring
it
to
is
the table?
On.
He built a house.
It is on. I cannot believe you just said that. Don't you bring Wadge into this. It's okay if I do
it. How did I bring Wadge into it?
Oh, Anthony, he doesn't know.
No,
you
I know.
Don't know what you.
Hello?
You just did.
No,
you
I don't.
You crime.
Okay, I apologize
okay,
for my crime. Now explain it to me.
All right. Back when I was the Uber fangirl of the Wadge.
Which
yeah, go
was
on.
Scary.
That was a scary phase, but it was fun too.
No. It
wasn't.
You're getting insulted every
Zynan,
day.
Zynan, this is story time. Shut up. Jeez.
Okay.
Zynan, keep talking.
I'm about to sit here with my dress.
Just sit there with your two screens, your Pokemon, and your tablet, and your British.
I finished playing Pokemon a while ago. I told you.
I don't care.
But
do me
get it out
the
again
sound.
Just so I can ignore you.
You know what? This is the best show ever. All right. No, I forget what I was talking about. Alright, the stool.
Yeah,
alright, back
stool.
When. Oh, wait. Stop interrupting me!
Keep interrupting her.
Jerk. No, alright, back when. Ian and Nick used to constantly bring me down. It was like the national pastime of the show. And so, we just had this weird recurring joke. Where, it was like when Nick took over the world, because that seemed to be a recurring theme at the time, he and Ian would have like these giant golden thrones encrusted with jewels and the bones of their enemies, and I'm slightly paraphrasing, but not very much. And, so when the show first started, they said I could have like a seat in the throne room. But then as I somehow continually offended Nicolaitis with like gifts, I don't know how that works out, but it does, he constantly demoted my seat. So it went from chair to cheap walnut veneer with thin floral cushion to stool to stool with wobbly leg. Then I believe there was the beanbag chair, which sucked. There was the paddling pool with the rubber ducky that had Sony written on the side.
Beanbag chairs. What's wrong with the beanbag
chair? No, okay. I'll give you the story analogy in a minute. And then I think the last thing was like a skip. And for those of you who are American, and most of you probably are, a skip is pretty much the equivalent of a dumpster. So yeah, that's where the stool came from, is they would always put me on a wobbly stool so that I would have to wobble back and forth for all of eternity, and I would eventually go insane.
Okay.
So yes, that is what you just brought back to the table, and now all these people had to listen to that.
Okay,
and now I have...
I really do not remember that.
But that is a very boring and lame insult to give to someone. Yes, you have to say it on a stool. When we take over the world with video games, ooh, scary.
Yeah, they weren't taking over with video games, they were taking over with killing. And limes. Because Ian is the septic lemon. And what else can we make fun of? We can make fun of Ian some more. I swear, I just really feel like taking him down a notch. I don't even know why. You know what? This always cracks me up about Ian. Everyone online just calls him Ian. I mean, half the time his username was Ian. Ooh, clever. But then, like, we'd either call him, like, Ian or, like, Septic Lemon because he's, like, half American, half English or whatever. But he would always try and be referred to as Wing. Wing? Ugh. I said that weird. He's actually on DeviantArt. German? His last name is German. Giebert or Goobert or something awkward.
Yes,
I've
seen the episode. I saw Sky Joe's little montage.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the only good thing Varn ever did, was laugh at Ian's name. That is the only use that kid has ever had to me. Other than that, he's coming out the one. And for that, Sky Joe's like freaking in love with the kid.
And he also made famous you going under your desk. He personified nation.
He made the quote-unquote turning emo thing famous. But you know what? Varn, you're ugly. So there.
Ooh, I saw the comments for Sky Joe's Flash. And you defending your honor. Replying to every single one saying, I'm not emo!
I hate when people call me emo. It's stupid. I'm like, alright, if you're gonna look at me and call me emo, you've never actually seen an emo person before.
I have seen a fair amount of emo people, and you have emo tendencies. I'm not calling you emo, but you have tendencies.
I live in California, Homer.
Yeah, you live in California. You can't talk.
Yes, I can. I just did.
Oh, snap.
Ooh, 16
stars,
minutes
stars.
Left.
Okay, I totally lost form there.
You lost form of what?
I lost the form of my star snap. I was like totally going there, and I was just totally bringing them down, and it was awesome.
And you
and
totally
everyone was,
failed.
Yeah, everyone was feeling real good, and then it started going downhill. We'll do better next season. It's okay.
Next season.
Yeah. Sorry, I got into a little bit
of
a sports cliche.
Season.
I'm actually typing that into Google right now. I spelled it with an H. Go me.
What season?
Season? I don't know. I'm just talking. I have no idea what's going on.
So,
join club.
We have jackets. I'm currently reading up on my meteorology that I can't pronounce currently.
Meteorology. No, the bit before
what?
That got sped up. What did you say?
I didn't say anything insulting, that's for sure.
You've just given away you have. How could you?
Audible gasp!
How could you?
How could you?
How could you? Don't turn this back on me. How could you?
How could you?
Mean. Mean person. Shame on you.
I hear that.
What?
See?
What have I ever done to you, Anthony? You've won every argument we've ever had.
Yeah, and I'll win this one, too.
You just did! Wait, oh, crap. I should seriously sit through this happen.
What?
You know what's really sad? Red vs. Blue ended. They hit episode 100, and it's... Well, I don't think it's actually done for done, which... Wait. Good. Done for good. Ah.
Oh, I actually caught a few episodes of that.
Red vs. Blue?
Yeah.
Red vs. Blue is amazing. It is, like, the funniest thing ever. I love that show. I dedicated a good, solid half an hour of my life every day to that show. Okay, not every day of my life, but for like the past year or something.
Yeah, my brother was showing it when I was up at his in the middle of England.
Awesome.
In his house, because he has to have a house. I have a room.
Speaking of this, wow, I'm a jerk. Alright, that was fun.
I didn't hear a word of that. That just completely sped up and died.
Yep, it was a quick, painless death. Wait, what?
Huh?
I'm
confused. So how's my picture coming along, huh?
Not well.
You haven't touched it, have you?
I have too! I was talking to Kardashi about it today.
You were talking about it, doesn't mean you were doing it.
What?
All I've seen is your part of it, and that's it.
You know what? Maybe if certain people weren't so hard to draw, we'd be making more progress!
You've already drawn me and Skyjo before. So you can't use that excuse.
Shut up.
If you keep at it, I'll take you.
You know what? How about I just cut and paste the top half of the For Sky and Zai picture?
No.
And I just draw giant angry eyebrows on you and just paste that onto the other half. Is that what you want?
No, that's not what I asked you for.
Don't rush me! Don't rush me! You rush me and that's what you get!
Didn't even hear a word of you for the whole of my birthday. You abandoned me for my birthday.
Okay, you know what? When I talked to you on your birthday, the first 4 minutes of your birthday, you were just, oh, woe is me! Everything sucks today! So I was like, okay, he's kind of freaking out. I think I'm going to leave him alone. And then you know what? I was busy the whole next day because I wasn't home. And you know what else? Not only was I not home, I was not allowed on the computer because of my mom.
You were too busy with Scott. Ooh.
Ow. Oh, and no! I
well,
saw
I
Scott
can't hear
last
you. Did
night,
you say yes?
Like,
and something about last night,
I
huh?
No, I did.
Huh?
I did see Scott last night, but that was
you did
way
see
later
him.
In the day.
You saw him
yes,
late in the day.
Yes, but I wasn't allowed on the computer all of yesterday.
Because you were with Scott?
No, because my mom was pissed at me.
And why would that be?
Oh, well.
Not even. No, no. Anthony, no. Bad.
Oh, yeah.
No. Don't start sounding like the freaking Kool-Aid man. Let's just start bursting through walls. Oh, my
I'll
God. I need to stop listening to Dane Cook. I've been listening to that guy for, like, 2 hours. That guy is amazing.
Dane Cook sucks.
You suck. You know what?
I
next time...
I say something in retort to that, but I might get slapped.
Next time someone shits on your coat, you see how you okay? Yeah, that's right. Got nothing to say. Nothing to say.
All this is getting really choppy.
Don't even.
And join us next week for the argument that never happened.
Yeah! No. We gotta keep this going. This is good stuff.
We'll find out who killed Inspector Morse. All next week's non-heard argument.
And Blackadder returns after this.
No, don't start with that stuff. That's Skyjo's department. Oh, man.
Well, how? Skyjo's not has only made one contribution to this and some Vaughn appreciation, so how can she have a shtick?
Nah. That's funny when you say that. Nah. I don't know. Nah. But she has a microphone. She's just like,
She's got a new microphone, but it's not at the place where she has the internet.
Not do anything.
What's disgusted you now?
Is hilarious. I'm just sitting here being, like, clueless.
About?
Melon!
You're being clueless about Malin.
Melon, not mallets.
Malin!
French people are amusing. Okay, hold on. This is another poke at Ian. Alright, I'm gonna say a word, and I want you to tell me if this is correct or not, okay? Ready?
Aluminium.
Scone.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, suck it, Ian. What do you know? Thank you.
What did he think it was?
He was like, he just started freaking out. Yeah, he's like, oh no, it's scone.
Some people can call it scone. It depends.
Ian's not.
Depends where you're from.
Some people. Ian is Ian.
Depends where you're from on what you called it.
Oh, where's he from, Anthony? He's from Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Yeah, the posh part.
Soccer.
Of England.
Ian Posh.
Where are you from?
Not Cambridge.
I'm from the countryside.
You cockney bastard. I'm gonna.
Zion, are you just gonna sit back and take that?
Why not? It's true.
Ooh. Disappointments abound.
I like this guy.
Why argue about it when you can sit there and just completely go off the handle? I can just sit back and laugh.
Okay, you have fun with that.
You heard the cocky bastard. Why don't you just sit back and relax?
So?
So? Oh man, I'm tired as of right now.
As of right this second?
Yep.
I've been tired.
What did you do? Exert all your energy, like pressing a key? Or watching this download?
I know, what is this thing at? Like, 49%?
Is it 50%?
What? Oh, Jesus! Oh, hold on. Hello? Hi.
Put it on loudspeaker.
No, this is just extraordinarily awkward because I'm podcasting and
loudspeaker.
There are two people listening to me and they're currently around my neck screaming at me.
Put it on loudspeaker.
I am not putting it on loudspeaker! Shut up!
Why not? What are you afraid of?
Because... it's Scott. I am not putting it on loudspeaker. Sky
let him
will
make
kill
it.
Me. Shut up!
She'll never be able to say he's imaginary if he's on
Shut
the
up,
podcast.
Zion. I'm so sorry. Alright, I'm so sorry, babe. I'll call you back later, okay? I promise.
Babe!
Alright, bye. You people suck.
Babe!
What?
You called him babe. Is he a pig?
That's offensive!
No, that's beautiful.
Anthony, shut up.
There's a movie called Babe the Pig.
Yes, I'm fairly aware
of that.
And you call him Babe. Yes, as in baby or something. I don't know.
You know, let's see who the guys show.
It comes naturally.
Why didn't you put him on loudspeaker? Then Skyjo would never have been able to say he's imaginary. Because it would have been proof to the whole internet.
Oh my god, you're right!
See? Why do you think I was actually saying put him on loudspeaker?
Oh, God, I thought you were just going to make fun of me.
No.
Crap, I got to call him. I'm back.
What? Does he have Skype?
Oh, man.
Does he have Skype?
No, he doesn't. No. God
I'm disappointed in you. You're going out with someone without Skype.
He's busy, and he's got, like, 12 computers. It doesn't...
Exactly. One of them should have Skype on it.
You people all shut up right now. I don't know, Well, did you guys hear, like, his voice at all?
No. You just said, I'll call you later, babe, then hung up. That's why I kept saying, put him on loudspeaker.
I will say this for the last time. Usually the guy says babe, not the girl. So you may want to change that up a little bit.
Unless you're telling the whole internet audience he's your bitch. Simply put.
I hate you people so much right now. And you know what, Anthony? At least I have a relationship.
So?
So, bleh.
So?
So what?
It's not the end of the world if you don't have a relationship.
Thank you. I don't need a relationship.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I've been trying to tell her. You don't need a bitch.
I don't like where this show's going right now.
Oh, but I do.
But I don't, and it's my show, and I have every right to kick you off if I feel like it.
But yes, I'm the one running the show at the moment.
Yes, but I'm the one who's got control of the Skype conversation.
I'm the one recording.
Here, I'll make it easy for you.
Aww.
You scared him off.
Yeah, I tend to do that. Now I have to go, I don't know, fix it. Man!
You scared him off. Are you gonna send him a message now? I'm so wee, little sad face.
Oh my! Okay, I didn't do the sad face, but yes, I just sent him a message saying I'm sorry.
You guess know what I'm you typing put the now, sad four? Face there as well.
No, I didn't. I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, you did.
Because
yes,
that
you
lessens
did.
The seriousness of the situation. No, I freaking didn't!
But it makes it look more cutish. Oh, she actually means it. Instead of just, I'm sorry, forgive me or die.
God dang, now I have to call Scott back. I seriously...
See, come on. Didn't you actually gather anything on what I was trying to do?
Well, no, because he was freaking out, because every time he calls when I'm doing something like this, like when I'm podcasting
he gets,
or when I'm playing
I'll games. Leave you be then, I'll go, I'll leave you be.
Well, no, he scares the crap out of him because I start screaming. I was yelling at you guys, he's like, okay, I'll call back later, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, exactly, see?
Yeah,
I know
so he doesn't apologize, he's just like, I'll call back later. Alright, okay,
text him saying, call me back.
No, his mom disabled text on his phone.
You can't do that. I don't know a phone you can
what
do that
can?
On.
If you don't buy texting. Yeah,
what?
You can't,
is it prepaid?
Believe me, I've tried. It doesn't work. Dude, I don't know. I don't know his phone plan.
Is he on contract or prepaid?
Zai, I have no idea.
Sounds like a hoax to me.
Which? Yes. Oh, sure.
It's a murder mystery in 17 parts.
Well, you know what? You heard the phone ring, right? And you heard me scream Jesus.
Oh, so now it's religious as well.
No, it's not. I went out with a guy, and every time he got scared, he would scream Jesus, and for some reason, it just stuck with me. And now whenever I'm, like, really suddenly freaked out, I'll yell that, or I'll just scream or something.
Or just shout, oh, Jesus, God, no, not the muffins. And then run off. And here we have Solo Tangent. BMV has currently disappeared.
I'm right freaking here.
And now she's back.
Oh, man, this is a good show so far, though. I've been here!
And she's going again?
Damn,
what's this?
We got 43
I can't
minutes
hear...
of me screaming.
It looks like we've cut out again.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, really? Now you're just ignoring me.
I'm still talking! Can you still hear me? I'm still here! Skype hasn't cut out yet! I just have to talk really, really loud, apparently, and constantly, because that way, when Skype cuts out, you'll know that it's gonna cut out, and it'll cut out really fast, any minute now, because when I start talking really, 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 really loud and really, really fast, it cuts.
No, it doesn't. Because you said that it won't cut for this time.
Yeah, well, meh.
So, are you going to call him back or what?
No, I don't want to use him like that. It's not nice. It's
it wouldn't be using him like that. It'll be his debut entrance to the tangent. It is a part of your life he must embrace. And she's gone again.
Man, what day is it?
Oh, it's Saturday.
No, what day is it? Is it Friday or Saturday? It's Saturday! Okay, I can call his cell phone. Yeah! Huh?
I just said it's what? Saturday.
Yeah, I know, and then I'm like,
and you said,
it's Saturday.
No, what day is it? Oh, it's Saturday.
I like figuring things out on my own, okay? Alright, I'm gonna call him. Alright, hold on.
Come, let's see how committed he is. Will he come on your podcast?
He probably won't.
We'll stick him on hands-free.
Shh, it's raining.
I will.
Can you hear it?
Yes. And here, audience, we have the first ever vote. Opinion of Scott.
No, okay, I'm not done. You're actually on the podcast right now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Zai, he can't hear you. Okay, I'm so sorry, but I have to do this. Just cut out. Alright, a friend of mine doesn't believe you're real, so I just need you to talk randomly for about 30 seconds.
Tommy has to shout, who loves you, baby?
Hmm? It's okay, you're like right next to the microphone.
Tell him, who loves you, baby?
Zionan, I am not going to make him say that. He's trying to get you to me to make you say who loves you, baby, or something weird like that. They just gave me a horrible, horrible time because I said babe at the end of our last conversation. And my friend Anthony just started ripping on me for that.
He did not. You upset him and he ran away.
Yeah. So Scott, can you just say Sky Joe, I am real in your face or something like that? Because I'm gonna scream it as soon as I'm done.
I'm not getting any of this.
Ah, there we go.
I didn't get a word of that.
Baby. Alright, well, you heard the mumbling that was Scott. So
oh, no,
there you go,
the
Scott.
Bit,
my boyfriend on the phone. He's real. Shut up in your face. Don't scream your voice. Alright, I promise I'll call you back when this is over, okay? I'm sorry, but she's been giving me a hard time.
The lovebirds.
Right, I'm sorry. Bye.
And here you have it, audience. Our very first tangent couple. Ta-da! Both
don't
on
make
the
me delete
at
you.
The same time. Ta-da!
Shut up.
No, you know it's true.
Ow! Oh, that hurt.
What happened?
I hit myself in the head with something.
Well, of course it's going to hurt.
No. Pillows don't always hurt. Unless they hit you in the eye with a zipper. I freaking hate getting hit in the eye with a zipper. God, that sucks.
You get hit in the eye with a zipper a lot then, do you?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Three out of six pillow fights I've been in, it has ended with one of us crying due to a zipper to the eye.
And how many pillow fights have you been in?
This is not an exaggeration. Quite a few. I'm quite the pillow veteran.
A pillow veteran.
How can you even ask a question like that? Yeah, let me just take out my pillow fight record book. Yeah, I had a pretty good one last Wednesday. Yeah, you know what? I don't keep
we
track
don't
of that.
We don't do... Okay, guys in England don't usually do pillow fights.
Yeah, you guys fight with alcohol.
No, we fight with giant inflatable bananas at dusk.
Okay, that's
ooh,
just
so
you
Danish.
And your friends. What? No.
Ooh, I got an email off Skyjo.
Oh my gosh, you did?
And she got everyone to sing for me. Yay!
What?
Well, that's what
she's
I...
sending you stuff?
Of course she sends me stuff. She likes me. I'm not going out with anyone.
Ow. Oh, yeah,
oh no, 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 no. She was trying to get everyone to sing.
No. A failed attempt at singing.
They kept saying Ryan instead of Zionan.
That's sad.
And it goes
but
in the bin.
Ooh. We've all had our share of bad names, though. Apparently, I still pronounce your name wrong. And then there was the whole Sajako stage, which was terrible. No one's ever pronounced my name wrong, though. I mean, how do you mispronounce British My Voice or BMV?
Brightish Me Voose.
That just sounds like Bright-Eyed Moose, which I'm actually okay with. Emma, the Bright-Eyed Moose. Except then it sounds like I'm fat.
Getting shot
fat.
At 50 feet by poachers.
Oh, wait. Oh, God, what's that song? How about The Power to Kill a Yak from 200 yards away?
It
with
is
Mind Bliss!
Tenacious D.
That's telekinesis,
Wonder Boy.
Sing, we have a winner. Oh, have you whoa, I'm talking to plural people and it's just Zai. Have you heard of the band Lustra?
No, but I'm sure you've mentioned them to me before.
Yeah, their song Scotty Doesn't Know. Ben and I
the Euro Trip soundtrack. And you were telling me about this because you were gonna do the whole shtick about it. I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah, and then I just decided not to. No, but when Ben and Scott came over yesterday, Scott was like asleep on my driveway, and so Ben and I put the headphones.
Asleep on your driveway.
Yeah, he has fallen asleep on my driveway, and he's. I don't know if he was actually asleep, but he's attempted to.
Why was he lying on your driveway in the first place?
Because he was tired, and it was like 8:30 or something.
Okay, 8:30 in the morning, they're lying on the driveway. It can only happen in America.
Yeah, it was He's laid on my driveway and tried to sleep, and he's actually fallen asleep in the grass before, in my yard.
Do you drug him or something?
He was, like, lying on the driveway.
You must
no,
drug
he's
him,
just
then.
Really sleepy.
Has he got that thing where he can fall asleep at any time? I think it's not.
Narcolepsy? Like No. That'd be cool if it was, like, ninja-lepsy or something. The ability to be a ninja anytime you want. Except that ninjas suck.
I'm sure the lepsy bits of sleeping. Oh yes, you can have ninja naps.
Ninja naps? Oh, you know what I freaking hate? Ninjaries from Super Paper Mario. I hate those things!
Still haven't played it. I don't have a Wii.
You know those freaky pink shuriken, or however the heck you pronounce them? And they're like, oh, I'm gonna stand under you in an impossible to get through brick wall thingy floorness, and I'm gonna chuck this at you!
Well, that's usually how the gameplay
is. It's somehow magically going to go through feet of brick, and it's going to cause you damp because you're covered by walls on all four sides, and you can only jump up in the paint and then come back down and land on my shuriken again. Ooh, I'm a ninja.
Remember, it's six sides, not four. It's in 3D.
You're
at two six-sided. I'm six-sided. I'd like to be six-sided. It's because I'm 3D.
Dang it.
You just don't think it through, do you? You just complain.
Yeah, I complain in 2D.
Complain in 2D. I'd like
true.
To see that comp. Oh no, you could do it. You could write it down.
Mhm.
But then, if you're being really nitpicky, you could say it's 3D because the ink is 3D surface.
Not
but you'd have to get really close with a microscope. And the papers?
No, I've got some pens that are actually, like, really, really thick.
Really, really thick.
Thick. Like, when I write with, like, actual ink or something. Oh my gosh, I finally got this stupid file of Skyjack. Jeez, it's been forever!
Yeah. But our lovely audience isn't going to be able to hear it till the end. Unless you're going to find a way to play it now.
Oh my god, within the first 4 seconds of that, she made fun of me.
Just carry on listening.
I don't want to.
Don't worry, it's not all about you.
Huh?
Only the first bit's about you.
What, there's it's seriously about me in the first bit?
You said the first thing you turned on, you heard a bit about you.
Oh, screw this, I'm listening. Hold on. Carry on the show for a minute.
Yes, we have a solo yet again, because nobody loves me. Especially the MP, she hates my guts. That's why she's punishing me by making me do this on.
Alright, you know, I can't even listen to this without getting angry. I can just hear her voice, and I can just hear her saying, Scott isn't real, and I'm just like, PUP! Sure! God!
I think you just hit the microphone, because we just went off air for a minute. He just said, and then it just cut out. Did you hit
what,
the
mic? What, you mean? Ow, my hand!
Oh.
Ow!
That's your fault.
It was painful. This is the only podcast that has ever made me hurt myself.
No, you've hurt yourself before.
On Wadge?
No.
Well, no, I mean, like, pseudo-intentionally, where I, like, go to smack something, and then it hurts like crazy, and then I'm all, like, pissed off, like, dang, smacking my hand on the table hurt, who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought? Yeah, really.
Yeah, my friend got so mad at me once. I was with, two of my guy friends, one of my, girlfriends, and we were at Panera. I don't know
you
if
you have guy friends
there.
And a lesbian lover. Okay.
No.
Things are starting to make sense. Go, carry on.
Oh, what do you want me to
silence
say?
Silence is the truth.
I was with three of my friends. One of...
You can just say three of my friends.
Well, I don't know. I guess I just always tell the gender of the people I'm telling the story about.
Because you don't...
No, okay. Three of my friends. My friend got really, really freaking pissed at me. We were sitting at Panera, and I was sitting right next to the fireplace. Just like halfway into the conversation, I was like, dang, this fire is hot. And he just looks at me and he's like, I hate it when people say stupid things like that. It's like, how obvious is it? And then you just have to go and say it. It's so annoying. And I was like, okay, dude, Joe, calm down. So then like 2 minutes later, one of us said something and he's like, that was about as surprising as when Einstein invented the light bulb. So we just waited like 3 seconds. And then finally I just go, Einstein invented the light bulb, and he's just, oh god damn it. We're like, oh, now what?
And that is geeky humor from BMP.
It was awesome. He walked right into that. It was sweet.
Exactly.
Man, my friends are messed up. I love them. They're awesome.
No, you don't.
Oh. No, I do. I got this one hippie friend, Curtis. He's awesome. Awesome hippie. You know what? My friends and I are cool, okay? We went around and we sang Christmas carols on freaking Halloween. It was sweet.
You're so nerdy, you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, so you're not just cool.
Right.
It's just cool. The fact you're so nerdy, you've actually transcended to cool.
Just like that Pokemon game you're playing under the desk. That's right, I can see.
You're completely wrong. It's on the other side of the room charging.
What you want me to think?
Nah, if you want, I can go get it, bring it back over, turn it on. Give us some background music.
Oh, man, I am really tired.
Sure you are.
No, I seriously am.
Sure you are. Yeah. Well, what time is it then?
I'm not telling.
What time is it? It's like... It must be around 9 o'clock.
Here?
Yeah. Maybe 10. I'm just trying to think.
It's actually like 7 o'clock at night.
Ah, I was thinking because it's midnight here.
Yeah.
I was out till 2 o'clock in a club yesterday for my birthday.
Yeah.
I was dancing.
What? Seriously?
Me dancing, I know. My friend awesome. Made me dance for 4 hours.
I was dancing for 4 hours.
And here we have boring tangent. Well, do you want to wrap up cast then?
Yeah,
or are you going to inject yourself
really...
with sugar and keep on going for a bit more?
I have a 3-day-old Mountain Dew up in my room I've been nursing, but I don't
there
know,
go,
it's starting to, like, ferment or something.
It's not fermenting, it's maturing.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't eat it. Or drink it.
Eat it? What, you're going to freeze it, then mash it up and have a squishy?
I actually did that a couple days ago. Scott brought me a giant Mountain Dew Slurpee and I put it in my fridge for like a week. Then I ate it. It tasted terrible, but I downed the whole thing anyway, so that was like crazy.
Ah.
we've pretty much got like an hour of this, and it's been all. This has probably been the best show so far because we've got so much screaming, and we've still got Skyjo's.
It's not an hour. It's 56 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh,
now.
Good. All right. Well, I'm yawning like crazy, and that probably needs some reassuring that I wasn't just using him for the show. And I also need some ice cream, and I'm gonna go watch Lupin.
So Matt needs some reassuring. Yeah. Isn't it Scott?
I just said Scott.
You said Matt.
No, I didn't.
You said Matt.
I said Scott.
You said Matt.
No, I didn't say Matt. Who's Matt?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. You said Matt.
You play back the freaking tape. I did not. I said Scott.
I can't play it back now. It's still recording.
I don't care. Play it back.
I can't.
Go back.
I can't.
Go back to then or now or whatever.
I have to stop it and then load it up in GarageBand.
Oh, wait. You know what? I have to play a sound clippy thing. Oh, crap. I can't. Oh, well. You know what? Never mind. It was going to emphasize my point, but I'm too lazy to switch the in and outputness. Alright, yeah, seriously, dude, I need some ice cream. I'm gonna go. Alright, are you leaving too, or are you gonna stay on and do a couple more?
What do you mean, do a couple more?
Believe me, you don't wanna. Dude, I had an operation! I can barely eat. You do not wanna have to sit and listen to me eat for like 2 hours.
Well, I'm serious, it takes.
No, I can't. Believe me, I can barely open my mouth as it is, and my jaw is starting to hurt from the hour of screaming.
And this is the BMV recovery segment of the tangent.
Woe is me, I had an operation. Okay, we're done. Tune in next time week, folks. That was not
next week, folks.
Yep, that was not grammatically correct.
And
all right,
we have
blah.
Give your
shout-outs. Trying to end this. I'm trying to end it all. Okay,
come
no,
on,
that sounds
do
suicidal.
Some shout-outs, then we'll sign off.
Alright, alright, let me open up my page real quick. And I will do a couple of quick shoutouts and then I'll be out of here. Blurg.
I'm sure you want to give a shout out to Scott,
who isn't Matt. Yeah, really. Give a shout out to Scott, who isn't Matt, because God knows who Matt is. I just honestly no idea. Alright, I'm going to give a shout out to Choco Muffin Hunter. I'm going to give a shout out to John D, Mew the Cat Girl.
Most of them have come visited me lately.
Awesome. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to give a shout out to your plastic rib cage. I'm giving a shout out to your plastic rib cage, also known as Aiden, because I miss him.
No,
I don't know
don't.
Where he's. Yeah, know what? I do. So
excuses.
Don't mess with that.
Sure you don't want to give a shout out to 50 Letters Colin?
I know, his name wasn't on the list, so I was just about to go change over. Alright, Colin, your name!
And here we have a cutting out. Just when
freaking you're long and hard to pronounce, and I just accidentally logged up Dinart. Look what you made me do! Ah! It's annoying.
And we have to give a shout out to Skyjo. Best
why?
Ever racist person ever. Because she's not actually talking.
Well, that's her own fault. Alright, there's my last shout out is to 50 Letters Colin, who was supposed to have a segment for the show, and this is me being fake angry.
Well, I've had a go at him, and he said he was going to do some more.
Yeah, he said he was going to do some more for us, but he hasn't had time to, and he's like, please don't beat me! And I'm like, okay, dude, I'm not, calm down. We're really, really easygoing, as you can tell from all of our podcasts. OMG! Okay, no, seriously, I just saw my N64, and I've got to go play Majora's Mask and eat ice cream and talk to Scott now. Which I cannot do all at the same time, but I'm going to try. Alright, so, this has been British My Voice with Anthony.
And she cuts out again with
me
Anthony
and Zai, and I had fun screaming, and I hope you did. Yeah, Anthony's gone. He's been out for a while. But I enjoyed screaming the microphone, and I hope you people enjoyed it. So, what show is this side? The fourth? The fifth? Fourth? Third?
This is the third People's Tangent.
This has been the third People's Tangent! Oh, yeah!
We can actually Pound use it. Your artwork now.
Oh my gosh! Alright, and lastly and least, I'm gonna scream this. I'm gonna take off the headset and I'm gonna scream this really, really loud, and then I'm just gonna hang up. So here we go.
Just a minute. Before you go.
Happy birthday, Simon! Bye!
Couldn't wait to get going then. Yeah, so this is it. I'll put the clip on Sky Joe's one for now, then I'll end properly after it.
Can I do it with like a Valley Girl accent? Like, oh my god, it's so hard to be black, especially in today's age. I mean, especially when you're white. Exactly! Oh my god! If there's one thing hard about being black, it's being white. Because you can't... I mean, people expect you to do one thing, and you walk into a grocery store, and people automatically walk... people automatically look at you, and just be like, looking at you with these odd faces, and you're like, what? Look, I'm black, and I'm white. Deal with it. I don't know rap. You know, that's purposely... Like, oh my god, I don't understand the deal about rap anyway. It's like, shoot him in the face, and shoot him in the face, and shoot him in the face. I mean, what the hell is that all about? And I don't, like, look, I don't have a problem with that. That's part of my culture. I shoot people in the face all the time. But do I really, honestly need to make a song about it? Like, do I need to actually shoot people in the face while I'm actually listening to a song about shooting people in the face? That's just too much. You gotta take... Oh, step back, word. I mean, that's all I'm saying. If I had a choice, I'd have a song about, I think I'm going to shoot you in the face, or maybe go shopping. And then, you know what, I'll make up my own mind as I'm listening to it. You know, it really could go either way. Because I like to have my free schedule, you know, I'm like that. As long as it has a really good beat, I'm like that. It's good. And you can dance to it, absolutely. Absolutely need to dance to it. Like, shake it, shake it, shake it. Oh, yeah. See, and the guys can dance to it, too, at the fan club. Because, you know, they're just basically standing there, like, with their arms up. And they're kind of doing, like, you know, the roll dice thing. And it's kind of weird. But, you know, it's cool because as long as it goes with the beat, it's all good. And the girl, they're standing there with them. And, they, you know, they're the ones actually working it. But, you know, it'd be nice if the guy actually just kind of helped push a little bit. Just make the effort. Like, I'm not asking for much here. Just give me a move or two so I can work with. Because, you know, my back, it's going to go out sooner or later. Maybe we could just switch roles and, you know, maybe I could just be the one standing there with my arms up in the air doing the little dice roll. We could role play, you know, like I said, roll die. Yeah. And you know what? Perfect idea. Highest roller has to shake their ass for at least 60 seconds. We can switch roles and then shoot people. Especially that Steven guy, because he's such an asshole. Really? I mean, seriously, he's such an asshole. I fucking hate her. No, like, because you know what? We are the black people of the community. You know what? Because I don't know. I don't like Japanese people. But if everything they did do was already super cool, I'd actually do something about it. So super cool. Hate you guys. Love you. Dramatic entrance.
And there was Sky Joe's clip. Hey, Sky Joe, if you actually listen to this far, I'll roleplay with you anytime. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna go over again. Do not take offense to anything said in this podcast at all, because it doesn't mean anything. It's basically just a load of shit. No one means anything. So we don't want to hear, oh my god, racist. Oh my god, you bastards. We are going to hunt you down and blame you. And especially for Sky Joe, because that is how she is. She is just a barrel of insulting laughs. It's Sky Joe. What can we do about it? Okay, well, not really much else for me to say. So that's about it for this cast. I'll give it a wrap. Thank you, BMV, and our live guest for coming on, because I really didn't want to do it solo because I'm too lazy. Hopefully we'll be able to get a podcast of me, BMV, and Skyler. Oh, that one should be fun to listen to. Basically, it will just be a lot of arguing. I can't wait. Okay, well, all you people out there who can actually put up with this for over an hour and 4 minutes, Take care, and until next time. Ciao.